USA Radio News. I'm Rick Vincent. 11 children ages 1 to 15 have been rescued from a desert compound in New Mexico where they were living in filthy conditions with hardly any food. Sheriff Jerry Holcroft says 39-year-old Siraj Wahaj was arrested on suspicion of child abduction.
He was wearing a belt that had pouches on it with 30-round AR-15 rifle magazines, fully loaded.
Deputies had gone to the compound looking for a missing 3-year-old boy from Georgia. President Donald Trump was in a Columbus, Ohio suburb yesterday, campaigning for State Senator Troy Balderson, who's running for Congress. Trump says the nation needs more Republicans in Congress.
The fact is we need more Republicans. People say we have a majority. We don't really have the majority in the Senate. 51, we have one person not voting.
Trump told supporters if you like him, you like Balderson. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Do you want a more honest media? Hello, my name is Robert Farrow, and I've grown tired of shadow banning, censorship, and one-sided reporting from today's news and social media companies. That's why my team created RightToVoice.com. We don't push aside. That's Right, the number 2, and Voice. We don't push aside. We include all the sides so you can make a choice in what you read and say and what appears on your wall. And we respect your privacy and don't sell your data. RightToVoice.com. It's the only place where you'll get all the news. It's usually one click to join, so check us out today. RightToVoice.com. We don't push aside. That's Right, the number 2, and Voice. We don't push aside. We include all the sides so you can make a choice in what you read and say and what appears on your wall. And we respect your privacy and don't sell your data. RightToVoice.com.
Tension in downtown Portland Saturday as police are forced to deploy flashbangs when projectiles were thrown at officers during dueling protests. Bomb-sniffing dogs, barricades, and weapons checkpoints were in place. This protester says outsiders are the troublemakers.
Can't we all just get along, you know? Like, why do we have to be so divisive about things? In the end, all we want is to feed our families and to be successful and happy.
Counter-protesters confronted right-wing activists rallying for a third time in the city. 4 people were arrested. Wildfire is a new normal for California, says Governor Jerry Brown.
Maybe 1,000 years ago, there was a drought that scientists estimate lasted 150 years. Don't know whether that's happening again, but we've got to be ready.
The Trump administration has declared a major disaster in California as that state fights devastating wildfires that have now claimed at least 8 lives. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
Rent or buy, sales of both existing and newly built homes fell overall in June, as did mortgage applications. Housing experts say a shortage of homes for sale in some areas has driven up values and priced out many would-be buyers. Zillow CEO Spencer Raskoff tells ABC, if you do want to buy a home, be prepared for bidding wars.
Nationwide, if you're going to be in the home 2 or more years, you should buy, not rent. But it's very city specific. There are some parts of the country, like in New York, where the break-even horizon, as we call it, is much longer, 7 years.
Great news for trekkers, especially those that are fans of the next generation. USA's Wendy King is pretty excited about this new show.
Jean-Luc Picard is back.
Patrick Stewart says he'll bring back his role as Captain Jean-Luc Picard in an upcoming series for CBS All Access. The show is reported to focus on the next chapter of the captain's life. No word yet on any cameo roles from other cast members. Stewart says he thought his Star Trek days were over, but now he says this new series is a delightful surprise. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
A Cincinnati biology teacher has become the first American to row solo across the North Atlantic. Bryce Carlson landed in England's Isles of Scilly Saturday after rowing more than 2,000 miles from Newfoundland, Canada in just under 40 days.
I feel like I had a lot of luck along the way, and a lot of help. A lot of help from my friends, my family, the community.
Bryce was greeted at the pier in England by his father with a hug and a champagne.